Welcome to this podcast about Kishwan River and Hastings Arm in British Columbia. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. The Kishwan River rises at the retreating terminus of the Kishwan Glacier in the Cambria Icefield and flows south for about 10 miles, merging with the Sutton River before continuing another 3 miles to the head of Hastings Arm, roughly 95 miles north-northeast of Prince Rupert and 22 miles south-southeast of Stewart, British Columbia. The river mouth was historically the site of a Nisga'a village called Kishwan. As with much of the boundary ranges, Pleistocene ice carved this valley, and the ice field's ongoing retreat continues to expose bedrock and reshape the drainage. The ice field's southern margin sees active mineral exploration, a legacy of the early 20th century silver discoveries in the nearby Kitsault River Valley. The prospects lie in Jurassic volcanic rocks of the Stikine terrain, along the boundary between the Intermontane Belt and Bowser Basin to the east and the intrusive Coast Plutonic Complex to the west. Deposits of copper, gold, silver, and molybdenum have been identified throughout the area. Hastings Arm is a fjord about 19 miles long that begins where Observatory Inlet meets Alice Arm and runs north to the mouth of the Kishwan River. Captain Daniel Pender named it in 1869 for Rear Admiral George Fowler Hastings, Commander-in-Chief of the Royal Navy's Pacific Station, who was based at Esquimalt aboard HMS Zealous from 1866 to 1869. In the Nisga'a language, the fjord is Kali Kishwan, or upriver water teef, a reference to the nation's founding figure Tsimshian, who is said to have cupped his hands to drink from the Kishwan River and found it so cold it hurt his teeth. Nisga'a communities have lived along the Nass watershed and adjoining coast for millennia, and such indigenous place names remain the primary record of that long presence. Hastings Arm reaches a depth of 1,007 feet and, like other fjords on this coast, was gouged by Pleistocene glaciers, a shallow sill 167 feet deep, a submerged terminal moraine, separates it from Observatory Inlet. The Kishwan River's headwaters fall within the North Coast Biodiversity, Mining, and Tourism Area, one of several land use designations created under British Columbia's Great Bear Rainforest Act framework. These zones bar commercial timber harvesting and hydroelectric development, but permit mining and tourism, provided ecological integrity is maintained. The Great Bear Rainforest itself belongs to the Pacific Temperate Rainforest, the largest coastal temperate rainforest ecoregion on Earth. Today, the Kishwan Valley remains largely undeveloped. No mines currently operate there, though exploration claims persist on the ice field's southern margin, and the watershed is co-managed by the province and the Nisga'a Nation under ongoing land use planning. The old village site of Kishwan, now unoccupied, still marks a physical link to the river's indigenous history at the head of Hastings Arm. Thank you for listening. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, copy edited by Claude AI, and read by a computer-generated voice. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.